USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Hearing on the Hill, and it will all be public. The woman accusing President Trump's Supreme Court nominee of sexual misconduct scheduled to testify in an open hearing Monday.
I believe in order for me to assess the credibility of these allegations, that I want to have both individuals come before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
That's Maine Senator Republican Susan Collins. She wants to hear from nominee Brett Kavanaugh and accuser Christine Ford, who claims an incident happened more than 30 years ago when she and Kavanaugh were in high school in Maryland. Kavanaugh flat out rejects her allegation.
Obviously, if Judge Kavanaugh has lied about what happened, that would be disqualifying.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, says he wants to hear from Christine Blasey Ford, who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they were teenagers. He also wants to hear from Kavanaugh, who denies the charge. The president's aide, Kellyanne Conway, says the Senate should hear from both.
I want to make very clear on behalf of the president, with whom I've spoken at length about this, so put aside all the nonsense that's on TV and in print from people who couldn't possibly be a source familiar with his thinking. She should not be ignored or insulted. She should be heard. But I talked to Senator Lindsey Graham, and he said that that could be done tomorrow so that we can proceed forward.
And speaking for Christine Blasey Ford is her attorney. Her name is Deborah Katz.
She is willing to hopefully tell her story in a manner that is a fair proceeding.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, where flooding is still an enormous issue in some spots. President Trump says America grieves with those who lost family members in the storm.
To every family who has lost a loved one in these really devastating hurricanes and storms, all of America grieves with you.
The president goes on to say,
our fellow citizens are being affected by the devastating impact of Hurricane Florence. Nearly 20,000 federal and military personnel are deployed to support response efforts along the southeast coast. These are incredible people.
As for the situation after the hurricane in Puerto Rico, President Trump says,
you saw what happened and everybody saw what happened, the recovery and all of the efforts we made in Puerto Rico. It's been an incredible, tough situation, but we fought and we are winning that one big.
You can expect a White House trade announcement this week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
President Trump reportedly plans to slap the new tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products. The Wall Street Journal saying the announcement confirming the tariffs is expected to be made within the next few days. The tariffs would impact more than 1,000 products, from refrigerators and air conditioners to TVs and toys. The Chinese government has previously warned it would retaliate by imposing tariffs on $60 billion worth of American goods if the White House escalates the trade war. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.